The past rarely comes for us politely. She springs out from a half-seen face in the street, assaults us in a once familiar hall. A sudden visitor. Not so much knocking at the door as smashing a fist through the frosted pane. I raised the teacup to my lips, turned the newspaper page, and there she was. Her amber eyes turned to black, and somewhere the scent of decaying flowers. Only later, after I had swept up the shattered china, did I realize why I had not spotted the obituary at once. 25 years ago, the dictator's wife would have commanded the cover. Now she had been bumped to page 3.